Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Undersecretary of State for Management, Henrietta Holzman Foer. And joining us in our conversation is Bonnie Glick. Madam Undersecretary, what is transformational diplomacy?
Well, first, transformational diplomacy is not business as usual. The Secretary has referred to extraordinary times of the past when the very terrain of history shifts beneath our feet and the mission of statecraft is to transform our institutions and partnerships to realize new purposes on the basis of enduring values. We are in such extraordinary times and times of great promise. Secretary Rice has defined transformational diplomacy in this way, and I quote her. It is to work with our many partners around the world to build and sustain democratic, well-governed states that will respond to the needs of their people and conduct themselves responsibly in the international system. And so you can see from this that it is rooted in partnership, not in paternalism. We are doing things with people, not for them. We seek to use America's diplomatic power to help foreign citizens better their own lives and build their own nations and transform their own futures. It is making a genuine difference in people's lives and affirming that the United States is a force for the good in the world.
What are the M6 initiatives for fiscal year 2006? Could you provide some history about the process used to develop these initiatives?
Yes. M6 are our shorthand for management's top six priorities. A week after I was sworn in, I called together all of our assistant secretaries and directors of bureaus that make up the management family who report to me. And in a two-day on-site, we set the strategy to organize what we wanted to deliver to the department in the next year. And we set six clear priorities, which we now review monthly. We track our progress and we measure our results. So the first of these is the President's Management Agenda. Our goal is to reach green and to stay there. You know the President's Management Agenda, human capital, competitive sourcing, financial management, expanded e-government, budget and performance integration. And then we also have right-sizing and property asset management. The second objective in M6 is right-sizing and regionalization. And this is to redefine and strengthen our regional support operations. Our posts should only be doing what cannot be done elsewhere. So regional centers overseas, as well as shared services in the United States, will support and act out many of the support services as we can so that these are non-location-specific functions. This will let our diplomats interact more with their countries and their publics. And then our third objective is secure borders and yet open doors. We want to put out a welcome mat while being vigilant to catch passport and visa fraud. We want to encourage students and business people and tourists. We want to combat passport and visa fraud with new visa data intake system. We are facing challenges of heavier passport demand. By January of 2008, we expect a near doubling to 17 million in the number of passports issued annually, and this creates an enormous workload increase for us. The Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative is a major factor in this for us. We have made great progress. 97% of our visas are now issued within 1 to 2 days of an applicant's interview with a consular officer instead of 2 to 4 weeks. Then the fourth area we have is training and operational readiness. We must provide the right training at the right time for our entire workforce. We are working to significantly increase the percentage of American and local staff at posts to utilize distance learning and to continue our increased focus on hard languages such as Chinese, Arabic, Russian, and Korean. Fifth is quality of life. Improving the quality of life in our foreign service and their families helps to improve employee morale, job satisfaction, productivity, and retention. We will address overseas equity pay, quality education in the schools attended by our children overseas, and spousal employment. And the sixth area is knowledge management. We must provide the department workforce with quick, secure access to knowledge and real-time information that they need, whether it is at their desktops or they are on travel. We need to build better bridges for communication between state personnel and other agencies that we work with overseas. And we also are making great strides with global IT modernization, including video conferencing sites, so that we can communicate quickly and utilize technology.
Madam Undersecretary, you made a reference to the President's management agenda. How do the broader M6 initiatives tie to this, to the PMA?
They tie very closely. Our management progress is measured by our results. We set measures for that which we want to accomplish for the year. The President's Management Agenda, as you know, is a strategy for improving the management and performance of the federal government. The management priorities directly support the department's efforts to reaching success in the President's Management Agenda. And the first of our six priorities is indeed the President's Management Agenda. Throughout the federal government, we are rethinking how we do our business and how we serve our citizens. And we at the Department of State are shooting for green in all areas to deliver results to the president, just as other agencies are doing it.
What steps are you and your staff taking now to enact the transformational diplomacy plan?
As we do our part to successfully implement transformational diplomacy, we must keep sound management policy and practice as the foundation for our infrastructure. So we have begun to redistribute 100 positions, mostly from Europe and from Washington, to countries like China, India, Nigeria, and Lebanon, where additional staffing will make an essential difference. Our diplomats will be moving out from behind their desks to do more hands-on work on a more local level. We will bring American presence to places that are new and are of growing interest. We will reach out to more nonprofits, to education groups, to business groups. And we will continue our commitment to transformational diplomacy in the fiscal year 2007 budget with requests for additional positions. As we look to the future, our long-term vision for transformational diplomacy will see hundreds of positions redistributed to critical areas in the next few years.
How is your office supporting the right-sizing of the U.S. presence overseas? Could you please describe this process to us, and what are the current areas of focus?
The Secretary and I are committed to right-sizing the U.S. presence abroad, and we are making good use of an excellent tool. Right-sizing is one of our six management priorities, and the Department of State was recognized recently for its management success in right-sizing, achieving a score of green. Congress has required the department to establish an office of right-sizing, and we work closely with our ambassadors, our chiefs of mission, to examine staffing needs and determine the appropriate amount of staffing at each post. The law requires that each post must perform a formal right-sizing review once every 5 years. Our appropriators in Congress also want to see a right-sizing review with each request for a capital security construction project. We are pleased that by the beginning of last year, we completed 36 country staffing reviews and plan to complete another approximately 50 reviews by the end of this year. Our right-sizing efforts have resulted in a reduction in the overall rate of increase in personnel being stationed abroad and created significant cost savings opportunities in other areas. So the State Department is committed to continuously ensuring the United States government has the right personnel in the right places with the right skills to effectively pursue our national security interests abroad.
Madam Undersecretary, for those of us taking notes, I believe you mentioned your fifth management priority was around the quality of life. What steps is your office taking to support the quality of life of State Department employees both inside the U.S. and, more importantly, abroad?
This is very important to me. Our people are our greatest asset, and taking care of them is one of my highest priorities. We are taking a hard look at steps to define and address quality of life issues. It's vital to management and fulfilling the department's mission. And we need to assure that we can staff all of our posts, including our hardship posts. Currently, 48% of our posts and 59% of our embassies have a hardship rating of 15% or higher. And 74 of our posts, including 57 embassies, have a maximum hardship rating of 25%. We have now formed a Quality of Life Committee to identify and develop action plans addressing issues like overseas pay equity, quality education overseas for our children, increasing telework opportunities, quality and accessible child care, family member employment. All of this is exceptionally important because we wish to have as productive and cheerful and happy an environment as we can for our people.
How is the State Department revamping recruiting and training? We will ask Undersecretary of State for Management, Henrietta Holzman-Foer, to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.